What about big frogs that you hear at night?
Toads.
No, the big bullfrogs. Yeah, and the little tiny ones. You ever hear them call anything like
tree frogs?
Right, that's just what I was gonna say. If I'd heard them call. What kind of worm do most people use to fish with?
Earthworm.
Okay. And if you're fishing and an animal with a shell on it that might get your bait and hang on.
Turtle.
Okay. What if he lives on land? Is he still called a turtle or?
Yes. No, he's called a.
Some people call him gophers. Or terrapin.
Terrapin. Okay. Is the land turtle.
What about in a little creek? Little animals with pinchers that run backwards. I mean, not little animals, little fish, and they look like little miniature lobsters.
They are, what am I trying to say?
Crawfish,
you mean? Is that what you're talking
right.
about?
And,
things that the little boys grab and run at girls all over the place with.
My wife teaches kindergarten. She took one away from a little boy just the other day. It's funny you should mention that.
Oh, my stars above.
What about the things now? The
tadpoles. I was thinking about them, too. That's what I was trying to think of a while ago when you said that, and then the crawfish.
They make frogs.
Yeah.
What about the kind of butterfly-like bug when you're sitting outside at night and have a light on? He'll come around and fly.
Moth.
Okay. You ever hear him call a cannel fly or anything like that?
Yeah, but I think there's a difference between cannel flies and moths.
Okay.
For the simple reason that, of course, cannel flies are just, they look like miniature butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
But a moth, I have gotten moths that were big enough to go in a half-gallon jar.
That's right. My wife showed me a picture once of a thing she called a Luna moth or something that was as wings.
We had a screened-in back porch at my home on Pratt Avenue, which I still own over there. And one night, my mother and I were sitting there on the back porch. Of course, we didn't have air conditioning in her machine out there. And I was embroidering, and I happened to look up on the screen, and there was the most beautiful moth I think I ever saw in my life. And that thing was every bit, and I would be exaggerating. Well, he was so big that I went out and caught him. He was just stuck right up on the screen. And I caught him and put him in a half-gallon fruit jar. And his wings were so big that I took him out immediately because I saw he was going to ruin his wings to let him fly. Because they say, you know, a lot of times, I've often heard that if that pollen or the dust or whatever is on their wings, you know, somehow or another, if they lose it off, that they can't fly.
I've heard that too.
And I got him out, but I took him and put him in this great big half-gallon fruit jar, and he was almost as long. And that was with his wings shut up, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, when he opened, he couldn't open them out.
Nice.
But that was the prettiest thing, one of the prettiest sights that I ever saw, and it was just a pale, pale green.
Green, right. Had the real feathery kind of feelers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen those. What about the little bug that's tail flashes when he flies at night?
Oh, the little firefly.
Okay.
Lightning bug.
Right. What about a big bug that's got a body kind of like a pencil and clear wings? You ever hear them called a snake doctor?
Yes.
Right. And they always believe there's a snake around.
Snake around when that